Well, welcome everyone to the Leaping Launch Pad Summit. I'm so excited that you are here for another session. Thank you for joining me. I'm Rachel G. Scott, your host. In this session, we're going to talk about leaps of faith in the last days. Y'all, we are in the last days, and so we want to talk all about that. And I have my friend here with me today, Courtney Richard. Courtney, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you, Rachel. Hey, sis.
Thank you. You know, I'm so excited to have you here. This is your thing right here, leaps of faith in the last days. So I'm super excited to have you to talk about all of that. But before we dive in, could you just give us a little bit about yourself and just tell us about the things that you're doing right now?
Absolutely. So, of course, I am, for some of them that know me or have heard or seen me all over the internet, I'm just going to go ahead and say that, I am the founder of Inside Out with Courtney, which is basically a ministry that helps women grow in their walk with the Lord and do what they're called to do. And so I do that through blogging and videos and speaking. And I'm also a licensed minister. I'm a wife of over 20 years and a mom of three. Yes, busy mom of three. And so I just love helping women grow in their walk with the Lord. But number one, I am a child of God and I'm a follower of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Yes, I love it. So we're going to dive into everything as far as how people can connect and all the great resources you have. But let's start with 8 or 9 years ago, you took a shepherd's leap from Louisiana all the way to Texas because of Hurricane Katrina. Can you just share a little bit of that experience and some of that story with us?
For sure. So guess what? It has been 18 years.
18? Yeah. Oh, I was way off.
It's okay. How would you know, right? I mean, I lived it. So totally understand that. But yeah, it's been about 18 years now. I think this year that we're doing this taping, it's probably going on 19. But it was definitely a leap of faith for us because, you know, we are familiar. We're from a major city. I'm originally from New Orleans, Louisiana, of course. And so when the storm was coming, one of the things, let me back up just a little bit. First of all, before the storm came, I was praying the prayer of Jabez. And I was like, Lord, enlarge my territory. I want to do more. I want to preach. I want to travel. I want to be able to just preach the gospel all over. And so I prayed this prayer, and I'll never forget, someone told me, they said, ooh, that's a really big prayer to pray. And when you pray that prayer, storms happen. Mm-hmm. And I was like, really? So that was like maybe like a year or so right before the storm actually happened. And so when the storm happened, we were able to evacuate. We got out in time. Our family was good. I know a lot of people lost their lives, and it was really, really a hard, you know, trying time for a lot of people. But on the other side of it, it was an answered prayer for me. You know, I had been praying to, you know, for the Lord to enlarge my territory. I wanted to actually move out of the city of New Orleans and just, you know, do something different and something fresh. And so the Lord moved us, but it took a storm. And sometimes in life, sometimes some hard things have to happen in order for you to get to that next place or to take that next leap of what God is calling you to do. And so it was trying. It was hard. We moved to Texas. God did enlarge our territory. We moved to the second largest state in the United States. And so, yes, he answered the prayer in that way. And so here we are, you know, in Texas almost 19 years later.
Yeah, that's so good. And even recognizing that sometimes it doesn't come in the most easy or convenient or comfortable ways. But when God wants to enlarge our territory and he answers that prayer, we got to be open to what it looks like for us to move forward. So that's so good and such a powerful testament that you are even living out right now, 19 years later.
Yeah.
So one thing that's the heartbeat of just your message is end times and last days. So can you just provide some insight into what these terms mean when used in a biblical context?
100%. So the last days, the last times, the end of days, end of times is really, it's the latter times. It's right before Jesus Christ is going to return for those who don't really know about that. But I've been following this for a long time. My grandmother actually just really kicked us off when I was a little girl, me and my sister, and she would tell us about, you know, the things that would happen before Jesus would come. And so that's what, where the seed, I would say, was planted by my grandmother. And so, and I've been just an end time warrior ever since. And so I've just grown in this. But, you know, A lot of people hear, and they'll even say, they hear about the end times. Some people are afraid of it. They're scared. They don't want to talk about it. So if you're listening to this leap, then you know, because of the topic of it, the topic that we're talking about, then you want to hear about this today. And so I'm glad that you are here, and I'm glad that you're listening, and I'm glad that you're being brave enough to be able to listen to this. And so one of the things, it's been over 2,000 years, and sometimes there are people that are saying, which will be the scoffers, that will say, well, Jesus Christ has been, you know, coming back for such a long time, and we've been in the end days for such a long time. But there is a generation that will be here when Jesus cracks the sky, when Jesus comes. And whether we are dead or alive, because we know the Bible talks about the rapture, and not in that actual term, but talks about, you know, there's going to be the coming of the Lord. The angels are going to come and swiftly pick us up. And so people have been saying, you know, he's been coming. But the only reason why God said in his word, he said, the only reason why that I haven't come yet, right, that I haven't sent my son yet, is because I'm waiting for more people to repent. I'm waiting for people to be saved, more people to be saved. And that's love from the Father, that he's willing to wait. I mean, I'm grateful to God. Aren't you grateful, yeah. Rachel, that he, yeah, you know, absolutely. He waited for us. He waited yes. for us. And so I'm so glad. But he also talks about hurry it along. You know, in scripture in 2 Peter, I was reading that the other day, and he says, hurry that day along, because, you know, it's going to be a hard time before he comes, but it's also going to be an exciting time, because we are going to be like, Jesus, come. Like, because it's going to be so bad and so rough and hard down here, but he's going to rescue us out of it. And so, yes, it's been a long time, but there will be a standing generation. And could we be that generation? And if we are that generation, then we need to be ready. And before I move on to that, before we move on to just another part of it, I really want to share this. And for the listeners, we know that in Matthew 24 and 41, it talks about two women will be grinding at the mill, right? And then the trumpet's going to sound, and then one's going to be taken and one's going to be left. And so that's that part about the rapture. That's that part that a lot of us hear. And so, yeah, we're going to be taken out of here if we are still standing at that time. But if not, the dead in Christ, those of us who, you know, maybe may pass, hopefully we're here. I want to go up in the rapture. Okay, I'm just saying. Do you want to just go up in the rapture?
Right.
I mean,
come on.
Hello. Come on now. But, you know, the dead in Christ is going to rise first. And then we that remain on the earth will be caught up, you know, with the Lord in disguise. That's what that's talking about. But when we hear the word soon, Jesus Christ is coming soon, we hear that a lot, right?
Right.
And that word, I researched it, I studied it out. And that word, because think about it. I mean, even the disciples, when Jesus left, they were waiting for him to come right back. But here we are 2,000 years later. But the thing about that is that the soon means.
Hey, family, listen, if you're enjoying this conversation and you know God is nudging you to take a leap, then go to takingthefiveleaps.com right now to gain full access to all the powerful sessions from this Leaping Launchpad audio and video summit. The Leaping Launchpad Summit is available this week only to those that order a copy of the Taking the Five Leaps book. Listen, y'all, not only will you gain full access to the summit, but you'll also get immediate access to the first chapter, the Taking the Leaps Quick Guide, the Five Leaps Power Pack, and full access to this audio and video summit. Again, you've got to grab your book this week and follow the steps on the website to gain full access, plus all the other immediate bonuses. Details can be found in the show notes. See you over in the summit.